Jinpasana. Can you talk about path and fruit in regards to the stages of awakening? What are they? How are they different? One of the ways of speaking about sort of path and fruit is, of course, the path is the cultivation of the practice, and the kind of stages of clarity and insight that that arise, and it's usually in relationship to particular patterns of attachments and defilements that within the mind, and how we can see those clearly and relinquish them. The first they're called fetters, and the first fetters, the things that bind us, are the identification, identifying with body, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness, as this is me, this is who I am, this is mine, and that on the entering of the stream, that falls away. And then there's two others that fall away at the same time, and that's an assumption of that there's these particular practice and precept that one has to do in order to have purity. That just by doing it, one's purity comes from that. And then having doubt skeptical doubt about the about the practice, about the teachings. Those fall away when there's a certainty and clarity that arises to that degree. The next stage is what's called a once returner, and means that there's an attenuation of sense desire and ill will. And then with the third stage, there's a relinquishing of sense desire and ill will. It doesn't form a part of one's habits of mind at that point. Then the last stage, that comprised the arahant, is around the aspects of more subtle aspects of restlessness, ignorance, sort of the subtle forms of self-view.